The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We've covered the causes and impacts of drug abuse many times on the programme, and we often hear of different solutions being proposed. However, an Icelandic model known as Planet Youth is being hailed as a success. The project is starting to reach schools in Ireland and was launched in Wicklow this week. So our reporter Josh Crosby travelled to the Garden County to find out all about it. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What is Planet Youth?
Okay, so first off, I suppose I must say this is a long-term solution. It's not going to, I suppose, rapidly stop a teenager who's going down having a drink in the bushes this weekend. But what it will hopefully do is put in steps that will prevent their younger siblings starting to dabble or try drinking drugs when they reach that age. So basically, it starts off being one big anonymous survey, finding out the well-being of young people in a certain area, questions along the lines of parental monitoring, supervision, peer relationship quality, school experiences, sports and substance use. There are over 70 questions. And then the idea is that this data collected will be sent off and compared to adolescents throughout the whole Planet Youth study. Then the research from it will feed into what prevention measures are needed in certain areas to steer young people away from drugs and alcohol. To get an overview of the project, I met with Deborah Jordan, who's the Planet Youth Coordinator for Wicklow and is also a development worker with the East Coast Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force. Deborah was able to explain to me the impact this can have on the ground.
The research comes back within 40 days. It's completely anonymous. As the minute submit is hit, it goes back to Iceland. And within 40 days, it's given to us, evaluated, so that we can sit and they can tell us as experts what works, what doesn't work, and so on.
I remember when I was in school, there was a one-day kind of workshop and someone came in who was in recovery and spoke to us. And yes, it was powerful, but I suppose this is much more engaging and long-term.
This is more a huge investment in youth. It's like a youth social movement. And it's about understanding the fact that there are risk and protective factors that lead people to have a substance use disorder. If you try and get them early and you try and delay when they start, it can have a huge impact on them not going further to have a problem.
How badly needed is something, a project like this? Do you know, like, what age are you hearing young people are starting to experiment with drugs?
They can be starting as young as 8 to 11. Certainly at the moment with the vapes have become a very big problem because they're synthetic cannabis that they've been smoking in it. And that is something that can cause psychosis. So that's a worry.
And we know, look, drug use is on the rise. So how effective is the programme in other counties across Ireland?
Well, again, because it's a long-term project, that can be difficult because it's difficult to kind of show government and other places that it's a long-term thing you're waiting to see the effects of. But for example, say in Galway, they have managed to establish SPHE programmes alongside the schools. They go into the schools in collaboration with the guards to do safety talks. They speak to the parents. They've done sleep modules. Anything that comes back that says there's an issue. So for example, again, in North Dublin, it kept coming back with phones. Phones are a problem, problems sleeping, problems social media, phones. All the schools in North Dublin got together and made a collective decision to ban the phones.
Due to the data that was found through this project?
Yes. So the idea is that you are putting in the resources in real time to manage and mitigate the risk factors and increase the protect factors.
Now that's Planet Youth Coordinator for Wicklow, Deborah Jordan. She mentioned it's already in place in some counties, but what about this Icelandic link? The stuff is sent off to Iceland for analysis.
Yes, so it would have all started. The project is based on the Icelandic model of prevention, which has been in use there for the past 3 decades. Back in the 90s, you see, Iceland had one of the worst rates of youth substance abuse in the world. But through different measures of prevention, they've managed to flip this from over 40% of young people abusing alcohol in 1998 down to just 7% in 2020. So look, they must be doing something right. And due to this, hundreds of communities around the world have now taken part in this Planet Youth project to try and tackle the issue of substance abuse through data-driven interventions. Now, it has been in existence in Ireland already. There are over 6 counties where the project has been on the go, but Wicklow and Tipperary are the latest to join the Planet Youth study, and I believe the Midlands are going to be coming on board soon. In Wicklow, there are 20 schools and 4 youth reach services taking part. So look, there are still a few schools left, and those behind the project are encouraging them to come on board and embrace it. Down in Arklow, I met with the coordinator of the Wicklow Children and Young People's Services Committee, Fionnuala Curry. Now, Fionnuala's team is just one group who'll be working in conjunction with the Planet Youth project. I started off by asking her, what are some of the issues young people are struggling with in Wicklow?
Children's well-being in Wicklow is quite good and they're engaged with physical activity and so on. But unfortunately, like all counties, we have areas of deprivation where young people you know, do not have the outcomes that we'd like to see. And unfortunately, there are issues around substance misuse, alcohol and so on across the county. You know, we can see the evidence of that, what Planet Youth can do, and the achievement that it has done in Iceland is just something, I think, unheard of. And this is why it is being adopted across the world. It has seen radical decreases in substance misuse amongst young people. We're delighted that Planet Youth is coming to Wicklow. We're so grateful to the funders, ourselves, Wicklow SIPSI, the HSC, the local authority, County Wicklow Partnership, especially the East Coast Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force. This year we'll have a survey of almost 3,000 young people in the county aged 15 to 16, and the results will be analysed by a multi-agency group, and we'll start to see what interventions could be put in place to improve outcomes for children and young people.
And just on the funding, like, is it difficult to get supports and services at times when it comes to young people? Has it been a challenge, or is there a lack, would you say, when you're meeting with young people and you're meeting with their families?
Sometimes it's around access and improving awareness and service integration. Some services are not, you know, they're not set up to be able to be accessible. We're also dealing in Wicklow with some significantly rural areas. It's very difficult for young people to actually access from a transportation perspective. There are wide gaps in areas because services tend to be focused on large areas of population, and our county doesn't often lend itself to that. So we've got families living in outlier places, and they can sometimes be the most disadvantaged families and young people.
That's the coordinator of the Wicklow Children and Young People's Services Committee, Fionnuala Curry. Now, what about the teenagers themselves? Did you get any perspective from them as to what they might think of this?
Well, I didn't talk to anyone under 18, Pat, purely just because they would need parents' permission. And if you're stopping a teenager with their parent on the street, they might not be as honest and as open to what they're really getting up to. But I did speak to a bunch of young people of different ages and to ask them, looking back on their school days, what would have been a good approach for them? And I also asked some of them what age they were when they had their first drink. And we know from research that alcohol use among young people is declining, but the binge drinking is still commonplace among 16-year-olds in Ireland, which would be the average age people start drinking.
I had my first drink when I was about 14, just a can of cider at a barbecue. It was quite innocent.
And at that age of 14, did you notice that, like, other classmates, were they starting to experiment with maybe a bit more than just drink?
Yeah, I actually do. I remember there was a classmate of mine in second year, and he was rolling joints in the back of the class in Irish. That was the first time I had been exposed to any illegal substance.
In school?
It was in the back of a classroom in school.
So, looking back now, what do you think would have been a good way of preventing you from being introduced to it there, or what would be a good way to get the message out?
Well, it was kind of worrying because it was something that he was taking into school from his home life, which is very worrying. And I felt that there wasn't much engagement with parents.
I started drinking when I was 17, so I was quite, like, late compared to my friends.
Some of them would have been starting in...
probably, like, second year, probably 14, 13 years old.
And would people have been experimenting with more than just alcohol?
I would say not really at that age. I'd say weed and stuff came in around 16.
And looking back now, what do you think would have been a good way of creating awareness when you were in school?
We talk a lot about how you shouldn't be doing this, but there's no, like consequence of why you shouldn't do it. Like, I feel like if you had someone who went through it and then came in and talked about their experience, that could really help.
It's probably better to just start talking about it when people are younger.
I think the most effective thing for me was the guards did, like, TY kind of things where they'd bring the TYs in to the stations, and it was just, they'd show videos, and it was just very effective because they were kind of showing the reality of it. It was very harsh.
Opening up to the classroom, like, knowing that it exists in the world, I feel like sometimes it gets hidden away behind kind of closed doors. I think maybe even like a gentle introduction maybe in primary schools.
Even as young as primary school?
Definitely.
People on the streets of Dublin looking back on their own school days. So who else did you speak to in Wicklow, Josh?
Yeah, so down in Arklow, I met with Fionnuala Creedon, who's the youth officer with Kildare Wicklow Education Training Board, another arm involved with this project. And Fionnuala would have a good grasp on all the different types of services and supports for young people in Wicklow. So again, Pat, it's about having collaboration throughout the whole support network of youth agencies. The Planet Youth Project is a 5-year process. The first survey is going to be taken in November, then it'll be completed again in year 3 and year 5. And the idea is that the Wicklow team will work alongside the experts in Iceland to understand the data and identify actions that need to be developed. The County Council says it will impact how all of the services for children and young people in Wicklow provide support. So it'll be interesting to check in on the project again further down the line. Fionnuala Creedon says there needs to be more resources for teenagers across the county.
The Growing Up in Ireland data has shown that, you know, substance use, continued substance use in the 20s, actually one of the risk factors is early alcohol use, so beginning from age 13, 12, 13, 14. So this is why this Planet Youth is an amazing programme, because we're able to identify these things early and put in place, you know, projects and interventions to help.
And have you noticed any different trends then on the ground? Because young people might not necessarily be going to the pub or a nightlife setting, so like...
Yeah, a lot of alcohol use going on, maybe less so on the streets, a lot of cannabis use. We're also hearing ketamine and cocaine use is on the increase as well. Our issue a lot of the time at the moment is that very young kids are getting involved in kind of dealing drugs. You know, they're being groomed into that field as well.
In terms of supports, what's it like out there for young people in Wicklow? Like when it comes to prevention and education around substance abuse?
We're very lucky to have some amazing youth services in Wicklow, but we could do with more. We did get some funding in the budget recently, but not enough. We can't get youth workers into the posts. That's one intervention that's there. I mean, we're very lucky to have Planet Youth as another intervention.
And when you can't find the youth workers, does that curtail then the service that's being provided?
Well, yes, if we don't have the youth workers in place, but also we need the funding to fund the youth workers as well.
Are you seeing that youth clubs and areas and spaces that could provide some sort of an education awareness campaign are not being provided?
Well, I think the youth services that are there at the moment are at capacity, and they could really do with more workers on the ground. And there are some areas in County Wicklow that actually don't even have youth work provision. So part of my role is to look at that and to try and address those needs.
And that's the youth officer with Kildare Wicklow Education Training Board, Fiona Creedon. Okay, time for this.
News Talk's Cash Machine.
And the cash machine this week contains a really big one, €100,000, and it's guaranteed to be won this afternoon. If you entered since last Friday at 5, you're still in to win, but if not, you can still enter by texting PLAY to 57557 before 3 this afternoon. After 3, randomly, we'll make a call. If it happens to be to your phone, you must answer within 5 rings, then you must tell us the total, and then we must give you the money. And if you don't answer your phone, we'll keep calling until we find our winner. The cost is €2.50 plus your standard message rate, over 18s only. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Full terms on newstalk.com. But remember today's huge prize, €100,000, and it's tax-free. Now, some of the comments coming in. Having been travelling to Italy 5 or 6 times a year for over 40 years, an old woman taught me how to make risotto Barolo. Using the wine, the Barolo wine, and only a few spoons of chicken stock, the only liquid really in the risotto is the wine. It's so, so tasty. Iceland dropped its drink consumption and drug consumption. Dropped its drink consumption, but drug consumption is up through the roof. So says Joanne. So you curb one particular appetite and you generate another. The first thing that your guest said was about teenagers drinking in the bushes at the weekend. If they're in the bushes, they have a predetermined amount of alcohol and possibly drugs. If the legal age of drinking were to be lowered and the tax reduced on alcohol, young people would likely drink in pubs, which would be far safer a place to drink, within the purpose of going there being more social than simply for alcohol. Drugs would be less likely to be present, as would overindulgence, because of the nature of buying as you go and the presence of bartenders and maybe even security.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.